Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Hello. I know you were expecting Dr. Eileen, and she is out participating in the larger world today. And I am Daryl Lowry. I was here last week being interviewed by her, and today I guess I'm going to interview myself, which will be kind of fun. I am a musician with a band Guided Tour. I also have been really blessed to be a patient, recipient of the Dr. Eileen's fabulous chiropractic help, and she's been working with me the past few weeks, making a great difference in my physical being with her expertise. So I'm really honored to be holding space for her during in the show, and we have a chat room which you can check in on and chat a bit. If you have any questions, we can get to them a little later on. Or if you want to be put through, just tell our producer, kind of Hendrix, that you have a question and you'd like to ask it on the air, and we'll figure out a way to make that happen. We'll get started, and we'll talk a little bit about music as a path to oneness and some other philosophical things. Today I'm joined also by one of the members of the band Guided Tour, our newest member, and his name is Manohar, and he is here he's originally from Kathmandu, Nepal, and he's been in the United States for a few years now, playing with fabulous musicians all over the United States, and but mostly in between Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area. So, Manohar, you just want to say hello to everybody real quick?
Hello and namaste. Greetings.
Yeah.
Many sunshine from California.
So I will be bringing him in with a few questions here shortly, but I just wanted to get started with an event that we're doing. And, you know, we are in a full moon right now. It's really amazing. It's coinciding with... This is coinciding with solstice and a few other, they call it a super moon. So starting right about now, for the next 72 hours, the energy will be amazing. And for some people, that'll be a little frustrating, a little much, and it could really amplify things for the better, or you might find yourself having it amplified, not for the better, but just to know that it is a super moon and that everything's intense. Sometimes just having that information can help the way you walk your walk around that. So I just wanted to put that out there. And so to be in harmony with that energy and to be in harmony with life that way, we are having a summer solstice event. And that's going to be tomorrow night, and that will be at the Los Gatos Acupuncture and Qigong Center, which is on University Avenue, right behind Vasona. And we have a website. If you go to Eventbrite, www.eventbrite, and push in Summer Solstice, Los Gatos, June 21st, it'll give you all the information and a map to get there. We're going to have people come in around 6 o'clock. And we'll be going until approximately 11 o'clock, and we are walking between the worlds. We are walking when the veil is very thin, and we are going to be working with Guided Tour, and we've added a couple of special guest stars for the evening to bring us up to 11 band members, and we'll be doing world music grooves to support everyone who comes to the show, and we're going to have four different modalities. The first one is going to be just some movement to kind of shake off the dust from your work week. The second modality will be a body work modality. We're going to take, we're expecting about 48 people, and we'll be have massage chairs and tables out, and we're going to take all 48 people, and we're going to do about 90 minutes of sound healing, acupuncture, massage, and a few other modalities to help everybody just feel better in their bodies and clear anything that needs to be cleared. And we've got a good, good crew with features Mark Takata and Mark Takata and Adam Appen, and they're both fabulous body workers and acupuncturists with wonderful reputations. Adam, of course, works in Los Gatos, and that's his center, the Los Gatos Acupuncture and Qigong Center, and he also teaches Qigong, and he's a wonderful practitioner. I've been on his table before. Mark Takata, former trainer for the 49ers, has a Super Bowl ring from 1985, first trainer in the NFL to use acupuncture on the sidelines, and he worked on some notable people, including Bobby Hutcherson, who mentioned him when he came back from a long period of inactivity. He started a tour again this last year, and he credits Mark Takata with him feeling good enough to get out there again, because he's getting up there in age, but he's still very young in spirit. And he's out touring again, and Bobby Hutcherson, if you don't know of him, he's a jazz player, and he's a treasure for all of us on the planet, for our ears. So we do the bodywork piece. Then we're going to do some Qigong together, and then we're going to do some ecstatic dance where we just celebrate together while a guided tour pops out and improvises some amazing world beat rhythms for you to move your bodies to and feel good with. And so that's the basics of what we'll be doing Friday night. All of this and some sustenance between each section of smoothies and fruit and little, bites to sustain us. We'll be taking a break every hour to do that and get water and take care of ourselves. And we'll have a fine, fine evening to see what's in store for us as we go into the growing season. We planted our seeds, and now we move to seeing what wants to happen in our gardens and paying attention to the internal process while gathering with friends and collaborating to bring forth a vision in the world that makes our hearts feel good and lets us have more hope when we start walking more consciously with the air, water, food on the planet. And so we just love those possibilities of really bringing in a world that we can say to our great-great-great-great-grandchildren when we meet them somewhere down the road that we did our best and the earth is now better because of the moves we made back in 2012, 2013, and beyond. So that's my opener. I hope that's okay. I hope you all are hearing me fine. I have a lot of hope in my heart. This particular time is about the marriage of heaven and earth. When you bring the energy of the star nations, which is where we all come from, where we're literally made up of the substance of the stars, and that's true. That's where our matter comes from. And then we are also made up of Earth and all the things on Earth that keep us healthy, our Mother Earth, our mother that gives us birth. The marriage of heaven and Earth is the star nation, Father Sky, Grandfather Sky, and the Earth, Grandmother Earth, both of those energies being meditated upon in the heart chakra and bringing the masculine and the feminine back into balance where we walk with respect with each other and we take our partnerships and we move them into a more harmonious nature and a more even nature, another step further into equality. And that could include a lot of things on a spiritual nature, and it could include a lot of things on a basic nuts and bolts measure, like, you know, same pay for same work for women, and, you know, and all the other places where we have imbalance. And it could mean that we're all working on sustainable relationships where everybody gets, you know, taken care of in a good way because we're harmonious with ourselves and therefore harmonious with others. So I, that's what's coming into my heart. That's what's coming into my little receiver. So I wanted to take a second and just talk about my band. I was supposed to have Todd Zimmerman here, and Todd Zimmerman, if you can call into this number, 877-697-9725, we'll get you on here. Just talk to our producer. Todd Zimmerman and I and my dear wife, Tara Westra, we all began putting this band together, guided tour quite a few years ago. We began experimenting with music and energy, and we've done work with lots of different containers of energy, from breathwork modalities to working with a developmentally disabled autistic community, which is a very high vibrational community that helps us in a lot of levels. And we found many miracles when we began to tune into the unconditional love beaming from that community. And and we've had lots of adventures that way, too, as we saw people that didn't seem to be able to get around to the world so well pop with the music, pop up into their spirits and begin to and show up all of a sudden in a very different way as a result of our collaborating musically with them. And so I just want to put my props and my appreciation out to the community and their parents and their caregivers, everybody that helps to touch those dear souls that have taken on the bodhisattva of that that particular modality and really work as what would you say, antennas that beam unconditional love into the world in a way that changes our lives. And all you have to do is touch the hand of one of these beautiful beings and feel the energy, and you'll get it. So it's, just wanted to mention that. And and we have just wonderful players in our band from all over the world, as well as all over California, and as well as right here in the Bay Area. Today with me I have our latest addition, which is Manohar. He's from Kathmandu, Nepal, but he also is moving right now as we speak into Boulder Creek. And he's really brought an amazing rhythmic foundation to our band. I just and found out last night that he also sings really well and plays some guitar, and we're finding every day he's got a new talent to put forth. So Manohar, I just want to ask you about some of the ways that you approach music in your spiritual life.
Namaste, good afternoon. We're talking from here, California to anyway, right? So we are here in Santa Cruz, and I'm very fortunate and very grateful for giving me this opportunity to talk, and I'm very grateful to my brother. I call him Dai, Ariel, to be part of this team. It's a very spiritual journey that we came together. The journey is like music. Music is an extension to our lives. This is what I have, what I feel, and it's an extension to our lives. So I am here with my brother, Ariel, and this whole team, and Tara. They're always supporting me and helping me. And I think the spirit and the spiritual awareness and the light are opening to us more in the next, in the experience, rhythmic experience to our whole team to move forward the guided tour. And I'm bringing the Morikai percussion hand drums technique around the world, from the Himalayas to the Western Sahon, flamenco, and some funky Afro-Cuban, Afro-Western, Eastern fusion kind of sound. I have my own drum kit sound it all over, you know, and then I say that. So I think it will be a beautiful sound where we work harmoniously and blend together and heal those people. It's not a therapeutical instrumental sound. And my message is keep listening to music and the pain, our pain, everything. So if it reduces our pain, music is an accent into our lives. Thank you so much, Carol. Bye.
Ah, that's good stuff. Yeah, we've really been working a lot of these concepts, you know, because the body is made up of water and water molecules, and the body is made up of light, which all the atoms and molecules at their smallest level are little photons of light, which is completely malleable to thought and intention. And with that possible belief, when they look at these things through the new machines that we have to observe them, we find that reality is just the way some of the quantum physicists, particularly Einstein and some of the other amazing thinkers, of which I am not one, but I'm just on a very simple level trying to pick it up. They said, you know, reality is not what you think it is. It's a bit of an illusion. And the way that is we are made of light. And light, these little light particles, they flip around being nothing in particular until observed, which means we all look at a chair, and the second we look at it, thinking that it's a chair, it really becomes a chair. Kind of esoteric and a little wacky. It's hard for me to really grasp that too much, but we're little seeming, little bodies of moving particles, and everything has an illusion of solidity, but it's not really necessarily that way. And what's fascinating about that, what I like about that, is when I see things that show me that reality, like I do lots of events where I play music for older people, of which I am one. I want to be clear about that. And when people hear something that resonates for them that they was very, really popular when they were, let's say, 17 or 18, you can watch them sometimes all of a sudden look younger in a moment. It's a shape shift, and it's because they're tuning into that particular time. I think that's really an interesting realm to consider, because if they can do that and we can observe it, that means something. And I'm still trying to figure out what it means. I mean, but you know, it's fun to consider that belief and the way we believe things to do oftentimes will create. And so now we're sitting in the moment of creation of a new world, in a sense, where we begin to dream the dream that we want instead of being the recipient of the dream that we don't want. And we've been kind of listening and landing these, I don't want to call them nightmares, but we've been letting the consumer society drill us with all sorts of commercials, which are very cool and very fun to watch. I know I watch them during the Super Bowl, but on the other hand, it's a way of setting up a reality of sorts. And now we're at a point where we want to harmonize with Creator. This is my opinion, of course. But we want to harmonize Creator. We want to dream the dream that we want. We want to dream the world where our sons and daughters can go to school and be safe. And not safe because we have plenty of police, but safe because we have a philosophy and a community that has a value system that we all embrace that includes the basics. And really, rule number one is in just about every spiritual line. And rule number one is very simple. It can be said a few different ways. Some of them say, do no harm. Some of them say, thou shalt not kill. And some of the walks I've done during the day when I've worked with people that have a lot of issues, sometimes it's just no hitting. That's one of my rule number ones. If everybody did that, of course, that considered themselves to be religious or spiritual, all war would cease in the moment that they decided to do that. It would end, just like that. Boom. And I love that possibility, because it's simply following Creator's basic law. But somehow we managed to, somehow we managed to rationalize things. For reasons that we originally were brought up with are very cool. We want to preserve freedom, of course. We want to be safe, of course. We want all those things. But, you know, we also want to have, a lot of oil for our cars and a lot of other things. So there are some political reasons. And there are some other reasons that we go to war and do things that aren't necessarily stated out loud. So, I think it's really a good idea to not make anybody right or wrong, because, you know, we are them and they are us. We are all one. Once you get that, then you realize that everybody's carrying a bit of the shadow and are, you know. When I was younger, I used to try, this is Rumi, by the way. When I was younger, I used to try to change the world. Now I've attained wisdom, so I try to change myself. I think that's a really fabulous bit of poetry. I can only aspire to come up with anything close. That says a lot right there. So just putting a few things out today, stream of consciousness. China, if you're listening to me, I do not have an audio on you, nor am I able at this point to get you. Wasn't able to set up my computer. So if you can break in with a question or something like that, just feel free to pounce on me if anybody wants to get in here and just, you know, pop on up and say hello. That's about all I know for right now. I'm going to add some other things, though, because we're getting down to it here. Let me check the time. Oh, yes. So, guided tour is a concept, and it's a concept that is about keeping a vision, and a vision for the planet. And our vision is just sustainability and clean water, clean food, clean air. And what can we do? We ask ourselves all that all the time. What can we do to take action in the world in a way that brings no harm to anyone else and helps us feel hopeful because we're doing something positive toward that end? And we've had a few visions around that. We're going to be doing some concerts coming up where we do some events that are fun. My partner, Todd Zimmerman, one of my peer partners in this group, and one of my best friends since we were in junior high school, we're in this band together, and he is in the process of landing the spaceship Zimmerman up in Boulder Creek. He's got a place that he's landing, and we're looking at doing some dinner parties at some point, concerts where we bring in chefs that cook really high vibrational food that's good for people and tastes good. I've got some issues with food that doesn't taste good, as a lot of the really healthy stuff can be at times. So I'm picky, so, you know, I need people to show me healthy ways to eat that taste good. Mr. Zimmerman has got a place where we can do some lovely gatherings that way and bring people up and have a good chef to come in and make some food, a little bit of wine maybe, good water, and we also play music with our wonderful band, and people, you know, can listen, dance, and we do this all for a reasonable price, but it's sustainable too, so we can continue to focus on what it is we were called to do, which is to make music and to, you know, bless people and share the gift and with them as they share their gifts with us. That's what community is about. And the other piece that I want to say about this is we're also about sustainability and about trying to get our message out. And part of that is the Guided Tour CD, which we have Guided Tour Band on Facebook, and we have a music store on there, a music store that you can actually purchase our CD on, and we'll have CDs for sale at the event tomorrow evening in Los Gatos, at the Los Gatos Acupuncture and Qigong Clinic. And will be there. And we're going to be featuring Dr. Eileen, also is going to be one of our practitioners there, which is way cool. And she's going to be doing her thing, which I just really wanted to talk about Terigenics for a second, Terigenic Healing, which is a modality that she is embracing. And I got the thrill of having her do that work with me, and I'm just going to very quickly let you know what it is. And here's the blurb on it, and I'll tell you my experience if I have time. At the heart of healing is balance. Terigenic Healing is a fully earth-based energetic healing modality that incorporates plants, stones, and other natural elements as participants in the healing process. With its foundation in druidic tradition, Terigenic earth energetic practitioners are able to recognize different natural energetic frequencies, create a resonance with them, and guide the flow of harmonizing energy to move through the recipient and practitioner alike. Terigenic healing reconnects the person not only to the aspect of nature around them, but also to the aspects of nature with them. Since 2004, Terigenic Healing Master Dr. Eileen has studied a wide variety of indigenous spiritual and healing traditions, which she blends into her chiropractic wellness practice. She has studied and performed healing works internationally, including traveling to Mexico and a small village in the Brazilian Amazon rainforest, where she both studied with village healers and provided care. And she's based right here in San Jose, California. She provides balancing care for mind, body, and spirit. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Eileen. It was a really amazing a bit of work that you shared with me. And so I'm just thrilled to have you working with us. And one of the great things about this is for people that can't have their bodies touched because of skin disorders or things like that, this modality that she's brought in works really well, and without having the person have to have their skin touched, those that have afflictions that may not work well with traditional massage or even traditional acupuncture. So that will be available tomorrow evening. I think we're getting close to wrapping up our show here, and so I just
really hey, Darryl, I'm on the line, bud.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
God, Zimmerman. I'm going to go to you, brother. We got about 3 minutes here. Can you just talk a bit? I've been talking about the band and stuff. You walk between the worlds really well, and you do sound healing with the didgeridoo. Hit me.
I do. I've only been on the call for a short time because of some challenges, technical challenges here up in the mountain. So I'm not sure what you've already said, my friend. Can you give me a little more to go on so I can – what would you like me to fill in here?
I've covered the event. I've covered the Starship Tournament and the possibility of doing some dinners. I've covered our event coming up here. So just anything you have to say about sound healing and music and, you know, even breath work if you want. And what you're bringing to the table tomorrow night.
Yes. Okay. So I've been playing the didge for many years now. And one of the things I like about what I did just hear in your description of what Dr. Eileen is doing is that both the practitioner and the recipient receive the energy. It's a very mutual thing. So everybody receives in that sense of playing the didgeridoo. I feel it in my body. It resonates deeply in me, and it also it's not only is it fun to do, it's effective for the people who are on the other end of the didgeridoo. They get to feel that vibration, and it's a mutual experience again. And then Friday night, what we're doing with the music and the band is again a mutual experience. The band, as band members, we're listening to from a deep inner, heartfelt sensitivity, what's going out, what's happening in the field, And so the participants are expressing themselves sometimes very obviously and sometimes just energetically. And we're trying to tune into that and playing our music to meet what's going on there. So we're affecting one another again. It's a very mutual experience. The music will vibrate and touch people through the sound that we put out there. And then the way that they're feeling and responding is going to influence what we play. And so that's very much a serval loop, a feedback loop, where we're being influenced by the participants being influenced by us, and we have this mutual experience going on again that can be extraordinary when we all hit the pocket, in a sense, when we hit the groove and we're interacting. And so I'm so excited. The last time we did this, it was so wonderful to be playing the music, to feel what was happening between the band members, how we were interacting, and the music that got created, because it's very much created in the moment. So it was just wonderful. I'm very excited to be in that same environment again, where we get to really interact as people in an event rather than a healer and a person being healed, rather than a practitioner and a recipient. It's like, hey, we're all in this together and we're creating some magic. And so I'm really excited about tomorrow night and looking forward to it. And I do understand I'm going to get a chance to walk around the group along with, I believe, Norbeth will be there, and we'll be didgeridooing out in the group as people are receiving work. We'll be doing sound work on individuals too. So not only will they be playing in the band, but we'll be out working in the field too. So I'm just really excited about what's happening.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say, brother, you know, I'm so glad to be working with you. We'll probably get interrupted here pretty quick, and you know, kind of course, you know, do what you need to do. I just want to say I've been working with my brother here, Todd, who is much more versed in eloquence than I, with the way he is able to verbalize these things. And I'm so appreciative of the skills you bring. Next time, I think you ought to do the interview. and you know, Todd is also an amazing hand reader. He has been one of the principal people in the breathwork field in this area for over 20 years. You know, and changed my life, I'll tell you that. And I can attest to a lot of other people that have had the same types of experiences. So just gratified to have you beaming your special light in our band and all the things that you bring to the table, seen and unseen, that really make this thing move. So took you to breathe tomorrow night, and your spirit just moving around in that circle that does things blow my mind. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Same. We've been doing this dance for, can't even count the years. I won't embarrass us by saying that, but it's been a really long time. So I'm looking forward to it again.
Good. I believe we're towards the end of the show.
Yes, our time is over.
Okay.
I am sorry, our time is over. Thank you so much for joining us, Daryl and Todd.
Thank you, Connie Hendricks, you're a wonderful producer. God bless you.
God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Okay. See you then.
Bye-bye.